And welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Monday morning. We're going to have some rain for the next couple of hours. It looks like it's just the remnants from Tropical Storm Beta that moved up through Texas that, as you heard during the newscast, a lot of rain dropped there in South Texas. Some of that rain is moving our way. We're not going to get anywhere near the amount of rain they got down there. But still, we may get a nice drink of water in this area, which should be a nice little break for all the sunshine that we've had. All right, today here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, she is here at around 8:10 every morning. It is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. I drove down 10th Street this morning.
Yes, it is back open. So that I drove up to Independence. I can't remember what I drove up there for, and I was like, oh, it was for a school board meeting. I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to take this little detour, and I kept going straight. I was like, wait a minute, I'm not having to detour. I'm still going up 10th Street, and then I'm in town. I'm like, well, that was great.
It is. It's very nice. So not only do we have 10th Street that's open, Coffeyville's streets are nice.
It's smooth
drive-in from Independence.
Absolutely. I was definitely excited when that opened back up. I didn't even know it opened back up yet. So it's good to see it open back up. Well, Lisa, lots of things going on around in Independence. So we'll go ahead and get it started. So last week, you guys had two ribbon cuttings, correct?
We did. So we welcomed two young professionals to the Chamber of Commerce and to the business community in Independence. So I wanted to give another shout out to Emily Klubein with Premier Worksite Solutions. She's located at 108 West Main Street. And we also welcomed a second member, Omar El Shabassi, and he's the owner of Indie Barber Studio, 312 West Chestnut. So just wanted to give them another shout out and welcome them again and tell everybody that the community is always invited to come and show their support of new businesses and Independence. So you don't have to be a chamber member or affiliated with the chamber in any way to be able to show up. If you see that there's a ribbon cutting on our Facebook page and you want to be there to show your support, maybe you know the business owner. Again, everybody is welcome. So our next ribbon cutting will be at Impact Christian Church, and they are at 3035 South 10th Street. And the ribbon cutting will be on Sunday, October the 4th at 11:30, right after their church service. And then I believe that actually Jerry Harrison, our chief of police, is going to be speaking after their service on Sunday. So that will be a nice event to attend as well. But again, they will be having a ribbon cutting at Impact Church on Sunday, October the 4th at 11:30. And Impact is also very involved in the community. They are really getting out there and supporting the citizens of our community and giving back. And this weekend, I'm going to talk about movie night here in just a minute, but they are actually sponsoring the popcorn and the candy and the drinks. So I'll give them another shout out here in a minute. So cuttings are always fun.
Yes, they are. One, it's good to see something else opening in the area. And two, you get to break out the giant scissors.
That's
always a lot of fun as well. So very sharp scissors. So you got to watch out with them. The next thing coming up is, of course, this past weekend, you guys had the Cruisin' Indy experience. And it looks like you have a few more coming up, correct?
We do. So last week it was fun. You know, it was Thursday evening and it was beautiful fall weather. People were out. They gathered at the park and then they just cruised around town for a little over an hour. I do want to make sure that everyone knows you don't have to have like a souped up fancy antique car, sports car, anything like that. You can have just a regular car like I do and just jump in the cruise and just drive around. You know, people had their windows down, had their music playing, and everybody was just having a good time. In fact, that night, I did not drive in the cruise on purpose because my daughter and son-in-law are recuperating from COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we've just been really careful in our family, as we always have, trying to wear our masks and being very careful. And so I wanted to eat dinner with my mom, and it's hard to take off a mask and sit 6 feet apart for less than, you know, the time frame and not worry that you might be passing that on. So we just grabbed food at one of the local restaurants, and we popped up our chairs out in front of the chamber, and we just sat on the sidewalk and watched all the cars
there
go by.
You go.
So you can do that as well. You know, just go downtown, park your car, and sit and enjoy everybody driving around if you want to do that, or jump in the car and be a part of the cruise. So the next two cruise nights are going to be Thursday, October the 1st, and then October the 15th. And the cruises start at 7 o'clock, and there's really no rules. So you can start out at the Oval with the big group, you know,
mm-hmm.
or let's say you're not ready to cruise at 7 o'clock, 7:15, just jump in anywhere and drive around. Basically, people are circling around through the park, going up and down Penn Avenue. So it's fun times.
Basically, starting at the park, going down Penn, then flipping back around, coming back, and just basically going back and forth. Because
yeah.
that's mm-hmm. that's what a cruise is.
You that's just go, right.
I remember cruising the Strip when I was in college. So the Strip in Poto, it was from the Sonic up to one of those mini malls, and we just go back and forth.
Right.
Back. Then we would stop for a little bit, congregate in the parking lot, and then go cruising again. So, which was always a lot of fun. Well, of course, fall is here, and the farmers market is back.
That's right. So it was back last week, and it's going to be here this week as well. Every Thursday now through October the 29th, from 3 to 6:30 in the parking lot at Chestnut and 8th Street. That's right behind Annie Mae's, and that's where the summer farmers market was held. They're having a fall farmers market. So you're going to find eggs and tomatoes and peppers and baked goods and honey, coffee, and more. You know, there were artisans there with bath salts and lip balm and hair bows and crafts and all kinds of really cool and amazing things. They had over 14 vendors, and you need to get there early because I was late getting there. I had to work late, and so by the time I got over there, a lot of the vendors had already sold out, which is a good thing. But you do need to get there early, and I do want to give a little shout out to the Guchenritter Farms. They're going to be there. They were one of the premier vendors at our farmers market this summer. They had amazing produce, and he was busy last week at a meeting, so he couldn't be at the farmers market. But he has plenty of things to offer, and he will be there this Thursday. So again, every Thursday evening afternoon, it starts at 3 o'clock to 6:30 in the parking lot right behind Annie Mae's, and check out the fall farmers market.
So it sounds like it was very well attended and very well received as we start this fall farmers market. And then also coming up this Friday, as we're going to have a lot of stuff going on in the park this coming weekend, but it starts on Friday as there'll be time for the glow-in-the-dark miniature golf.
That's right. So I'm marking this on my calendar because there's been five of the, well, there'll be five total. We have two more left. September the 25th, as you mentioned, that's this Friday, and then October the 23rd are your last two chances to play miniature golf. So I'm putting it on my calendar. I hope to go out, at least watch everybody play. I think it's going to be, a lot of family fun out there. So all the fun does begin right after dark, around 8:30, wrapping it up probably around 11. When you get your ticket, it only costs $5. That's for the special glow-in-the-dark ball. And you get your name in for drawings for T-shirts and regular miniature golf tickets and Love Indy bracelets. And they have concessions available. So it's fun. You know, grab your friends, grab your spouse, grab your family, and go out and play some night golf.
Absolutely. It'll be a lot of fun. And continuing the fun in the park this weekend will be the movie night in the park. And I'm excited about this one. I get my kids this weekend, so we're definitely going to come to this one.
Good, good. So, yes. Yeah, so, and you definitely want to come to this one because it's the last one. So, this Saturday, September the 26th, sponsored by our Young Professionals of Independence, and we will be featuring the movie Trolls World Tour at 5 o'clock. Here's some really fun stuff. At 5 o'clock, the Knights of Columbus food truck will open up. They've got lots of affordable dinner options. They've got hamburgers and they've got hot dogs, and then they have meals that they're going to be providing, like chips and a drink, you know, kind of combos and everything. And I forgot the flyer, but it's not, it's probably going to be published today, but like, you know, for between $2 and $4 and $5, you can get some good food from the Knights of Columbus from the Catholic Church.
Nice.
So yeah, so skip cooking, don't worry about a thing. Head out there around 5 o'clock, grab some food from the food truck, and then play in the park. You know, play on all of the playground equipment and enjoy all that. And then at 6 o'clock, the kids are going to be able to ride the train and the carousel for free.
My kids will like that for sure.
That's right. So that's being sponsored also by the Young Professionals of Independence, because this is kind of their family night as well. So they usually do an annual family night event, so they're working with the chamber and doing that in conjunction with movie night. And then at 6:30, I mentioned Impact Christian Church, or Impact Church, and they are going to be passing out popcorn, candy, and drinks, and then the movie will start at 7:30. And I checked the weather. It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
On Saturday, absolutely beautiful. The Army recruiter from Pittsburgh is planning to drive over again. He'll have his football and baseball games and lots of giveaways. So grab your chairs, or you can grab blankets, lay them down on the grassy area of the park oval, bring the whole family out this Saturday. Again, all the food starts at 5, all the rides start at 6, all the goodies get passed out at 6:30, and the movie starts at 7:30.
All right, that's going to be a lot of fun. I love the movies in the park, and just outdoor movies in general. They have a different vibe to them, which is very, very cool, and plus a lot of things happening before that. You wanted to remind everybody about the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center.
That's right. So on a day like today, when it's raining outside, it would be a great day to go to the museum. They are open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 4, and this exhibit is open. They have a special art exhibit going on right now, and it's open through Saturday. So again, it's going to rain. It's doomy gloomy kind of right now. So if you're looking for something fun to do today and you don't have to work, go to the museum. Excuse me. The exhibit showcases over 150 pieces of art from 14 area artists. So be sure and check that out. And they do have lots of works of art for sale as well. So always remember, the museum is a fun place to check out.
Absolutely. And I love museums. So I love learning about the history of the area. Also, you'd like to have a save the date for Main Street's Shop Now, Sip Later.
Yeah. Say that about four or five times fast.
I was hoping I was not going to stumble.
That's right.
Man, so, I think I got through it.
So, you know, I say save the date because it sounds like it's off in the far distance.
Yeah, but it's like getting up on us really quick.
Week. Yeah. When is October the 1st? Next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday, yeah.
That's just crazy. I can't believe that.
This month has flown by.
So get it on your calendar. No more saving the date because it's next week. Mm-hmm. So it's the Shop Now, Sip Later. It's the Main Street event that they usually have during the fall months. So you can shop for the latest looks and all the fall fashion from the boutiques downtown. Take advantage of some end of the season sales as well. But all the stores are going to be open and are going to have lots of fall decor and candles and all kinds of things for us to shop for. And social distancing will be practiced. They're going to have two locations to get those free wine glasses. You know, pre-COVID, used to pack into a store to get the free wine glass, and there'll be no more of that. So we're trying to make sure that we do the appropriate thing, kind of space it out. So half the glasses are going to be given out at the farmer's market. And again, I said this, it's right behind Annie Mae's. And the other half will be given out in front of Dickie's barbecue pit outside. So everybody can grab one of those glasses and enjoy a stemless wine glass to commemorate the Shop Now and Sip Later. And enjoy just some fun times downtown. I'm sure the weather's going to be great. And it's a great way for us to, again, support those businesses, those small businesses in our communities that need us now more than ever. So remember to always shop local. I will tell you, in addition to shopping local, that the program is still in motion right now for the gift certificate. So if you spend $50 at a Main Street member, you can take that receipt or group of receipts to the Main Street office, and Main Street will give you a $10 gift certificate that that can be used again in downtown or around town at a Main Street member. So you don't have to have, you know, $50 all in one place. You can have, you know, some food dinners, you know, at Dickie's,
all put together,
or some
pretty
at
much.
Annie Mae's, and then something at, you know, one of the other stores, and put it all together and turn it all in. So I saw a Facebook post from somebody that was needing to get some new work clothes and was putting it out there on, you know, where should I shop and everything. And I was reading the comments, and there were a lot of comments pushing people outside of town, and they were pushing people to really great places to shop. I mean, I've shopped at all of them, but really think about shopping local and shopping, you know, if sometimes the clothes maybe are not as affordable, think about the fact that to get to some of those stores, you had to pay for all the gas to get there.
Right.
You had to eat out while you were shopping. Then you have some, you know, impulse purchases that you weren't planning on. So those dollars can add up very quickly. And the flip side of that is you can stay in town, save your gas, shop local, and for every $50 you spend, you can go turn those receipts in and turn them into Main Street. So if you buy something on sale, let's say if you're a bargain shopper like I am, you know, and you buy something on sale, so that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. And then you put your receipts all together, you kind of get a double sale. So just hope that everybody will really think about our local businesses and shop local when you can.
Absolutely. And one of the last things that we're going to pull up, of course, we talked about the movie in the park this weekend, but also let's not forget the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, because I tell you what, they are having, it's going to be great weather, and that's something else you can take part in while you're down there, the movie at the zoo, the movie at the park.
That's right. So as we mentioned before, you know, the train and the carousel rides will be open, and they will be open from, let's see here, do they open at 6 for the free rides? But every Saturday and Sunday, now through October the 31st, you can ride the train for 50 cents. You can ride the carousel for a nickel, play around a miniature golf for $2. They're open every Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 5. And so I say that because we need to remember, because your days, again, we just talked about the fact that next week is October the 1st. Mm. So the days are numbered for the availability of this kind of fun in the park. So make sure you get everybody out to enjoy some last minute summer fun with the rides and everything, and getting the concession stand, cotton candy, and all the other yummy stuff that they have available. And then also remember that you can always go to the zoo every day from 9 to 7. It's open. It's an amazing zoo. It's completely free, as well as you can always play on all of the equipment as well.
Absolutely. So, I mean, you could just make a Saturday of it this week, go to the museum, then head over to the park and check out the zoo, the rides, the miniature golf, and then, of course, the movie night that night. You could just spend a whole day out there, pretty much.
Little House on the Prairie.
Exactly.
Yeah, and when you go to the museum, you should take your kids to the museum this weekend. When you go to the museum, you know, they have an elevator, for one. It's an amazing elevator, so it's accessible to everybody. But put the kids on the elevator, go down to the bottom floor, and there's a big log cabin that's down there.
Oh, very
so they
nice.
Can check that out and everything, and then you can load them up in the car and take them out to Little House as well. So it kind of all comes together.
Oh yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun this Saturday. And also, the last thing you did want to bring up is flu shots are available as of right now.
That's right. So we're just encouraging everybody to get their flu shot. You know, we're still in the middle of a pandemic, and now we're quickly approaching cold and flu season. Mm-hmm. So we just want to remind everyone to visit with your healthcare provider and get that flu shot. And we just are hoping to encourage everybody to mask up, stay safe, stay healthy, do what you can to slow the spread and stay away from the flu bug. And if you need any information about any of the things that we talked about, be sure and give us a call at the chamber office. You can check out our website. You can check out our Facebook page. You can call 331-1890, and we're more than happy to help you out. And lastly, I did want to remind all of our small businesses that I don't have the flyer in front of me, but there is a Spark round one grant available right now for our small businesses. It's for small businesses and nonprofits. There's a COVID tab on our Facebook page. There is information on Montgomery County Action Council's Facebook page. It opened, I believe, last week on the 15th, and it closes on October the 1st, which is next week on Thursday. So make sure you do it. It's a grant. It's not a loan. You don't have to pay it back. And you do need to fill out the form. It's a very easy, quick form to fill out. I believe you have to have employees of 500 or less. So if, and again, I'm just going off of memory right now, but be sure and look that up. If you are a business and you're listening to this and you, you know, potentially could qualify, you do not want to let this slip by you. It's an opportunity to get some funding that can really help you keep the doors open.
All right. So again, a lot of great things going on around Independence, and she just gave you the numbers to get a hold of them. And Lisa, I really do appreciate you coming in. We'll see you again next week. Of course, next week you'll be in at 8:10, but of course the week after that you'll be in at 10:10, correct? Because that'll be the first Tuesday of that month.
You're correct.
Okay. So so next week she'll be in at 8:10. The week after, which will be October 6th, she'll be in at 10:10. So Lisa, again, I thank you so much for coming in today, and we will see you again at 8:10 next week.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll start Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Tuesday.